Thumbtack's fourth annual Small Business Friendliness Survey is out, but it casts shadows upon the city of Albany, which earned a D overall for small business friendliness, ranking 88th out of 95 cities ranked this year. John Lieber is chief economist for Thumbtack.com.
What this means is that the small businesses that we talked to, they told us that the regulatory environment was challenging. They gave regulations a C. They said it was difficult to start a business in Albany. They gave the ease of starting a business a D+. And they said the tax code and labor laws were difficult to understand and comply with. The tax code received D, and unemployment, labor, and hiring, the friendliness of those factors, received an F.
Albany's overall grade slid downward.
Albany got a C in 2014 and a D in 2015, so slipping a little bit, but still kind of below average, not really in the bottom tier. They didn't get an F, which is good news, but, you know, definitely room for improvement.
Albany's worst scores included an F for labor regulations, as well as an F as a location small business owners would encourage other entrepreneurs to start a new business in.
New York State doesn't do really well in this survey. It's in the bottom five of all the states we look at. Year to year, California, Illinois, Rhode Island, and New York tend to be in the bottom five. They, you know, have very challenging environments for businesses, small businesses especially.
Anthony Capice, the executive director of Albany-based Central District Management Association Incorporated, doesn't think Albany should be singled out, but concedes it is difficult to navigate all of the many things required to open a business.
From Buffalo to Plattsburgh to Albany to White Plains, New York, I think all of the things that are required of somebody to open a business in the state of New York are pretty much the same. In Albany, we've seen here in my association area a lot of new businesses start up from folks coming from other countries. And sure, there are some big struggles in getting a business open, but we're also in a place that's bigger, busier, and has a lot more overhead to manage, so that there are going to be overhead costs that are going to be a little higher. So I don't know if you can single out the city of Albany when I look at this survey and kind of question a C or a low grade or a B, you know, an A. It's very difficult to sort of put it in perspective.
New York City and Syracuse scored highest, earning C- averages.
Rochester got a D+, and Buffalo got an F. Even in the states with the most challenging business environments, there are thousands or tens of thousands or even millions of successful entrepreneurs who've gone to work for themselves and are doing great.
Lieber says for low-ranking cities, all is not lost.
In states like New York and cities like Albany, the kind of two biggest things you can do to improve yourself are provide opportunities for training and networking. And then the second thing is focus on licensing issues and the tax code. Make sure that tax compliance is easy to understand and the rules are clear and simple to follow.
Thumbtack sampled 17,633 small businesses of five or fewer employees across the United States. There's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.